The new movie Blow is about a drug dealer, but it has a different tone than the hit film Traffic, and it begins in a different era. Film critic Henry Sheehan has a review.
Hollywood has feasted on the rise and fall of criminal careers from the roaring 20s till today. Blow, directed in a cheery, breezy style by Ted Demme, brings a contemporary puckishness to this well-worn saga, this time focusing on George Young, a kid from a small town in Massachusetts who went from 60s pot dealer to 70s coke entrepreneur. Featuring Johnny Depp, as stoically eccentric as ever, as the movie's lovable anti-hero, the movie covers four decades of drug dealing. A lot of plot is disgorged in the process, but the movie's lickety-split style ensures that it all passes effortlessly. What does stick in the craw, though, is the movie's insistence that Young is the Ralph Cramden of drug dealers, a henpecked dreamer who tried too hard to please the women in his life. The depiction of Young, his unlikely cohorts, and the passing eras is so entertaining that you're willing to swallow the improbable claim that one single smuggler opened America's cocaine floodgates. Paul Rubens of Pee Wee Herman fame co-stars as a flamboyant California hairdresser who starts out as Young's pot financier and ends up riding the cocaine train to ridiculous riches. At one point, the business is going so well that the organization has a house full of cash it doesn't have any place to store. The sight of an imperturbable Depp wandering through roomfuls of plastic-wrapped cash becomes an instantly classic caricature of the American dream. But his Colombian partner's greed and the U.S. government's improved law enforcement increase the frequency and duration of Young's prison stays. Yet Young's pain doesn't begin with such manly interference. Blow would have us believe that Young has been suffering his entire life at the hands of women. The movie, which is narrated in flashback by Young, opens with a prelude in his Massachusetts hometown. There we meet his kindly dad, played by Ray Liotta, and his status-conscious, avaricious mom, Ermine. Played by Rachel Griffiths as a ferocious suburban Medea, Ermine is the kind of wife who leaves her husband when he hits financial bad times and the type of mom who drops a dime on her pot-dealing son. The implication is obvious. Not wanting to be spurned as a business failure the way his dad was, Young goes into the drug business to compensate. Then the money is used to buy his way into respectability. Ah, but then he merely repeats his dad's mistake, marrying a chic Colombian woman, Mirtha, played to no great effect by Penelope Cruz, who turns out to be his mom in disguise. In this scene, Young's mom and dad come visit his new mansion for a look-see at the ill-gotten gains. Mother and daughter-in-law immediately bond over the display of wealth.
Oh, God, it's enormous!
Like it.
Look. Look at this credenza.
Ah, no, es divino, es espectacular.
Oh, yes, what, it's Spanish? If you don't mind me asking, how much is one of these? It's gotta cost a fortune.
It's a family heirloom, Ma.
I've seen these in magazines, they don't come cheap.
Mirtha comes from a very wealthy family.
Oh.
Papi, do you like it?
Very nice.
Nice,
very nice,
eh?
Yeah.
Come on, I'll show you the rest of the house.
Oh, great. George mentioned a jacuzzi. I've always wanted a jacuzzi. Oh, and one of those bidets.
Cocktail.
Young's entanglements with undeserving women is a recurring dramatic motif that expands to a full-throated chorus in the movie's final 30 minutes. That's when Young's daughter Christina gets into the act. Despite being just a little girl, Christina turns out to be as demanding as her mother and grandmother. Just when a newly ruined Young needs her love the most, she spurns him. It seems like a reasonable response from a little kid whose daddy is in jail so often, but then she becomes an emotional blackmailer. Although Blow has its share of sharp comedic moments, its triple portrait of female witchery is intended seriously. Underneath the slick surface of daring drug escapades, the movie burbles with fear and anxiety over the insatiable appetites of women.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register. This is Fresh Air.